Okay. All right. Go ahead. Mark, you had something clever you were going to say. Go ahead.
Family.
Sai, do you want to maybe give it a shot?
Something clever.
What is up, kiddos? You're all family since you're watching this. We are very excited to bring you this very special episode of Dad's Anime Stash because this is about one of our favorite topics, Fast and Furious things. You did the right thing. You found the digital file on a computer. Kids don't even use computers, man. No one under 30 knows how to use a computer. It blows my mind.
That's fair.
You hacked into a Google Cloud and found this, and you watched this episode because you're so excited. Mark.
It's true. Yeah. Family.
We rolled the wheel. We landed on this. Yeah. Big smile crept across your face. What are you thinking? What do you think about this?
Man, out of all the... Okay, is it fair to call this a kids animated show? My favorite category? It's
definitely for kids.
Yeah. This is for 6 to 8 year olds.
Yeah. So out of all the kid shows that I've had to watch, this was definitely one of them. This was like... It was one of them. It was like one of the most kid shows that I've seen. And you know, I can't take that away from it.
Sai, Mr. Toretto, what do you think? Was that Umberman?
I mean, if it tells you anything, I'm adding on season 2 to the wheel. So like that should probably tell you right there.
You haven't finished season 2 yet? Oh man, they go to Rio. There's some real shit going on.
I stopped at like.
I stopped on episode 1 of season 2 because I just couldn't.
Why couldn't you?
Don't worry, it's on the wheel. So
I was so tired of. I'm so tired of it by then.
Explain that to me. What do you mean you're tired?
I had saw what they were offering. I bought in as much as I could. And I was just done with it. I needed a cleanser.
I didn't expect this. I'm blown away, Sai. I thought you were going to come in guns blazing. I was expecting an A+ out of you. But I don't feel like we're going to get that.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to get... Okay, there's a caveat on this one.
Okay, what's the caveat?
Had I been the age demographic for it?
True.
Definitely
true.
A+.
Yeah, you know, if it lands on season 2, I will watch season 2 with Cameron and then we'll get their target audience's opinion.
I mean, had it
He's like, "Are you talking about me?"
I heard something thumping.
Stop talking about me on the internet, Dad.
It's either him or the cats running around.
Probably
that was weird timing. The second I mentioned his name, there was a giant thump thump.
He heard the cat. He threw the cat down the stairs.
So, Sai, your caveat is that you're not a 6-year-old.
Yeah, man. It was fine. It was just. I feel like it would have been a lot better had I been the age demographic.
You can't go home again, buddy. You're whatever age you are now. You're never going to be young again.
I know, but like it's just like I don't know, man. Like the part with the car where at the end when I was like, which car? I was like,
okay, it's I knew you were gonna say that, and it's weird because you said the car, and also, like, yeah, that's what this entire show's about is cars. What he's talking about, Mark, is when they have the key car at the end.
Oh,
and Lil Dom's in the car, and he finds Layla, and she's like, "Where am I gonna sit?" And she looks at his lap, and then the next scene, she's sitting on top of the car. Hilarious!
It was laughing funny, out loud. Bruce. Funny. It was funny.
It was a joke for adults.
If I did not know how aerodynamics work,
I'm gonna put it.
That's why I'm saying
anything about reality. This does not matter. Reality is not important to the Fast and Furious franchise.
It doesn't. I completely agree. But, like, I don't know, just something about this show was like, why? Like, they wouldn't even do that in the movies.
What? Name one part you think they would not do in a Fast and Furious movie.
Sit on top of a supercar?
You think they wouldn't do that in a movie?
No, I don't think so.
I think you're nuts.
Yeah, I feel like they definitely would. Also, let's point out that even though it was a kid show and they may not have shown it, those kids killed a lot of people and showed they like killed no one. Remorse.
You're absolutely wrong. No, dude, they literally showed everyone getting away. They made a point of that.
Not on the mountain though. The mountain episode where they were knocking cars off the mountain, they were like landing on the hood of the cars. That was the only thing you saw.
People
got away. They made sure everyone got away.
Yeah, they show all the shifters in season two.
Mm-hmm. Not just the shifters, like all the military and everything. They show them parachuting away. And let's give a little backstory. We're really into this. It's hard to take a step back and explain what we watched.
That's true.
So you got our gang. You got Lil Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the leader? Because he's related to Vin Diesel.
Yep.
You have Frosty.
And it's the actual voice actor. It's actually Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel is there, but he's only there to save the day.
And to be honest, I spent every second he was there trying to think of figure out if it was actually him there or it was just lines from the movie.
It was him.
It was him.
He recorded the lines.
Yeah, he's accredited and everything.
I don't know if you guys know this, but he also plays Groot.
Yeah. He does.
He's a voice acting savant. Anyway, Lil Dom and his gang, the Ragamuffins, I believe they're called. It's him, their little child, Frosty, who's the tech whiz.
I despise Frosty.
Frosty was fine. I despised Echo.
Really? I liked
the tech chick.
No.
She's not even tech chick.
Which one was Echo? Chick. Oh,
The painter. She tags everything. Yeah. And then there's our strongman, Cisco, obviously, because you gotta have a strongman.
It's true.
He was okay.
And for some reason, Vin Diesel convinces the spy organization to recruit these children who I don't know. Some we know one of them's 13 and that's it. The rest could be 28. Who knows?
Yeah. There's weird ages. They're either in high school or not in high school.
You got to think Lil Dom is older, right? He's got to be like 20.
You'd think.
Hanging out with these kids 20? For some reason.
You think he's 20?
Mm-hmm.
I think that kid
he was racing in the beginning is definitely like 25 though. The tacos kid.
Oh yeah.
He's definitely like 25 though.
I love that kid. He deserved that key car.
Yeah, he did. And I forgot that he was supposed to get it or something. And I was just like, where did he get that from?
Did you think it was Layla?
I didn't know who it was, to be honest. I was like, I don't know who that is. And I don't think it really matters. So I was just like, whatever.
Can I just say something that I found weird to you guys? And I find it weird every week that Justin Wallace is too busy to be on the show, but he spends the entire time we're recording commenting.
Did he comment?
He just
that's all he does, man.
Apparently, I just saw.
It's like, you know, we invite him all the time, but he's too cool. He wants to be behind the scenes. He wants to have like that invisibility cloak from season two.
Oh, but you know who really stole the show since he said that?
Who?
Gary.
Gary did steal the show. Gary and Rusty were my favorite characters.
Rusty
was Sasha's.
I did like Gary. I did like Gary.
Wait, who was Rusty?
Sashi's gate man.
Oh yeah.
I'd love to see more of that guy.
What did he say whenever he we could talk about it whenever.
Let's talk about it now. I don't know what you're saying.
No, that's what he said to Sasha.
Mm.
He was like, you know what? We could just talk about it later. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny at parts. I will not deny that I got some chuckles out of it. The most of the chuckles were from Gary, though. Like,
Gary.
Like when they fed Papa Roach to... It was funny because he named his roach Papa Roach.
Yeah, it's like I don't know if you know this, there's a band called Papa Roach as well.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing at it.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah. So let's point out the biggest flaw in the whole first season. Who disagrees with Sashi in any way, shape, or form?
I mean,
yeah. Like, dude was 100% right, and I back him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to be wrong.
I mean, yeah.
What did he do wrong?
I don't know. He wasn't the main character.
Yeah. Sashi did that we haven't seen Vin Diesel do.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't part of the family, bro. That's what he did wrong.
He had his own family.
I don't know. They weren't family.
And you know who was in Sashi's family?
Who?
That was Brock Lesnar. Okay. You can't tell me that blonde gorilla was not Brock Lesnar.
The dude?
Yeah, the dude.
The Mexican dude?
He wasn't Mexican. He was hanging out with the Irish dude.
I don't know.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Okay. I think I know who you're talking about.
That dude was Brock Lesnar.
I thought you were talking about the muscle guy that had one of the key cars. Mm-mm.
But how cool was it that the keys ended up being cars? Who saw that coming?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't. I really didn't.
Oh,
I wasn't thinking about it either, though. I was just like...
You were just watching it in the background?
I was just watching it. Well, the first 3 episodes I watched in the background. And like I said, this morning I didn't go to work because I wasn't feeling well. So I was like, I'm just going to watch this. And it was all right. Like, it was a good, like, sick, like, I'm not losing time watch. It was definitely like when you miss school and you have to watch something.
No, this was...
You never miss school and watch cartoons?
When I missed school, I watched other things, but that's neither here nor there or appropriate to talk about.
I watched The Price is Right whenever I missed school.
Dude, Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune.
Jerry Springer,
yeah.
No, Cy was too cool for Jerry Springer. He's dead.
I cannot fathom. No, I'm not. It's sad. I cannot fathom because I watched a movie with Jerry Springer in it.
Was it the Jerry Springer movie?
Is that what it was called?
I don't know what it was called. I know what you're talking about. Jamie Presley was in it.
I guess.
And she was in My Name is Earl.
Probably.
I like that show.
But I don't know, man. Like, I'm so mad on this. Like, the fight scenes were surprisingly good. I'm not going to lie. Miss Nowhere versus... Miss Nowhere was surprisingly good, too.
What was great is how good the fight scenes were, considering no one ever You never actually saw anyone get hit. Anyone who actually got hit blocked it.
No, you see her punch that that military dude into the truck.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
It's a cutaway.
Is it?
Yes, it's always a cutaway because they have Power Ranger rules.
That is true.
I feel like I saw people get punched in Power Rangers. Maybe it's
you,
not.
If you ever see anyone, you don't see anyone get hit in a fight. You might see someone get hit as comic relief. That's okay. But if they're in a fight, you can't actually see them get hit.
I could have swore I saw someone get punched.
Like, you can see someone, if someone's trying to punch someone in the face, they can block it and get knocked down, but you can't actually see the contact.
That's fine.
It was great. I felt like it was the creator of How to Train Your Dragon was writing Fast and Furious fanfic.
I think I'm going to give it a higher rating than I actually thought I would.
Am I convincing you?
No, it's just not as bad on memory as it was watching it.
It wasn't. You
like? Listened. No, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm not. Okay, I'm going to spoil it. I'm probably going to give it like a high B. I was thinking C when I came in because I was like it was.
I think my grade's probably. I think mine will probably stay the same.
I was like it was so middle of the pack that I couldn't. But then thinking about it, they had really good moments.
They did have good moments, and everything comes down to the moments, Sai. It's all about the moments.
I would have liked
moments tighter. Make up a lifetime.
I would have liked a longer season.
Like, I mean, had it been a longer season
with more time to build out like the plot and stuff, I feel like
it would. I do see amazing. What you're saying, but I think for a kid show, I think shorter is usually better.
I like shorter better, but I think you're crazy for saying that, Mark, because kids shows are hardly ever short.
Kid shows usually just do. Like
50 episode seasons.
Yeah. I was thinking like Gumball or something like that. Where there's like a million. And they just.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know what Gumball is?
Add that to the will. Cartoon Network show.
Just play it, they'll add it to the will.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Gumball's its own
thing. It's actually hilarious.
It is pretty good. Gumball's pretty good.
It's not on the wheel, so I don't care. I only care about wheel things. Like the cast of Fast and Furious, if it's not about a wheel, I don't care.
So Frosty doesn't drive at all, right?
Frosty is too young to drive, but Frosty does drive.
Yeah, and flies.
He drives when he has to that one time.
Yeah, okay. I could have swore he was older than 13. I probably missed the part where they said he was 13.
When you know what? Kidnapped.
I do remember.
Yeah, when he gets kidnapped, Miss Nowhere's saying she's not going to explain to his moms that a 13-year-old was kidnapped. Yeah. She got a 13-year-old kidnapped.
And I feel like the main cast was the worst part of the characters. Like, all the characters that weren't part of the main characters were the best part of the show. Like, the moms are great. The little sister is great.
It's true.
Yeah, but they're only great because they have so little of them. You wouldn't want to stay with them the whole time.
I didn't want to stay with Frosty at all.
I didn't. Frosty, I could take or leave. Frosty's not my favorite of the crew.
No.
And I will say,
I don't think I truly enjoyed any of the crew.
I think my favorite was maybe
Cisco. And what's her name had really cool like moment.
Echo's an annoying complainer. I don't want to hear anything about her.
Yeah.
No, when she was running on the wall and with the drone and she just like kicks it. That was cool.
Yeah. What I don't get is like
her car's the coolest.
Yeah. Let's go back to our antagonist, Sashi had a family too. Why is his family not not as good as Lil Dom's for some reason, you know? They were all a crew. They ran together.
His family's dead.
What?
His family's dead, that boy.
His family is dead, and he has really good reasoning to do what he's doing. That's why I'm on his side.
He kind of does. Yeah, I don't really blame him for what he's doing.
So his whole plan, if anyone's wondering,
lawful
monkey. Anyone, I mean, my wife, who's probably listening, is his parents were immigrants who were paid to create this helmet that lets you take control of any kind of technology at all.
Yes.
Kind of.
And the fact that he didn't see them taking out the chips to their car as a possibility.
What?
The fact that he
you're not talking about his parents, you're talking about at the end.
I'm talking about Sashi, yeah. The fact that he didn't see that coming. Also, how did he stop those missiles?
They have chips. Can we finish explaining what happened to Sashi? Okay, as soon as his parents were done creating that, the people who hired him killed them. And Sashi wants revenge, which is fair.
It is.
And might I just point out, Lil Dom said family is not about revenge, which is the opposite.
The opposite of every
Fast and Furious movie.
I laughed at that. I was like, you're a liar.
Tom is literally always taking revenge.
Wait, isn't he? What, didn't he take revenge?
Who?
In this season?
Lil Dom?
Yeah.
On what?
Tony. I don't know. I just feel like...
Stop calling him Tony. It's Lil Dom.
Tony. Tony Toretto.
He didn't take his revenge.
He didn't take revenge on Sashi for stealing. Because that's really the only reason he stopped the plot. Was because he took Frosty. Had he left Frosty alone, he probably would have let him...
Well, yeah, he would have let Miss Nowhere do her thing. Yeah. And probably would have destroyed the car and saved a lot of time.
That is true.
I don't like
it. Isn't it cool that his parents made the keys into cars? That was super cool.
Yeah, I don't
really thinking ahead.
I don't understand.
What?
Like,
what doesn't make sense there?
Like, I get it because it's Fast and the Furious, but how did that board meeting go?
Yeah.
I don't know, but if we're going to get into the part that doesn't make sense, why is the helmet buried in a secret thing in the desert? Why aren't one of the billionaires using it?
I don't know. That's a good question, actually, now that I think about it. I don't know. But my thing is,
why did the Cowboys
send the elevator just go down and come back up? Is that all it did?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I missed the part. I was literally like, this is a long ass elevator ride.
Just went down to get the helmet and went right back up.
I guess I looked away or something. I don't know. That was a very poorly designed elevator as well. They had gears like just out.
They probably outsourced that part to some other company whoever was cheapest. Also,
the black site actually just being marked out like a little. I was like, I don't think. I'm not sure. I've never tried.
That's not what happens. Like, if you've ever, you can look at army bases on GPS and it'll say army base. Then, like, even if it's a black site, it just wouldn't be labeled.
Yeah. They don't just sequence out the one thing and they're like, all right, we're good.
It was literally the
floor. Like, look, it's all black. That must be an army black site.
There's clearly nothing here.
It was the. They laid on top the building plans and then they just blacked out the building plans and put it on top of the map.
Pretty much.
I was like, wow.
It's a little Google
map. And they even showed the GPS. like they showed that she's right here in the middle of this. I was like, okay, I'm starting to feel like this might be an Inazuma Eleven situation.
It gets there. You gotta, stick with it.
Yeah. It was surprisingly decent.
It was fun, and I thank goodness fun. Dom shows up at the end to save everyone.
Gotta get that. Yeah. I mean, hey, you gotta get that Vin Diesel money, you know?
To freaking shoot a wire as he just so happens to be passing on a jet to catch a car that was jumping.
No, that was the plan all along. Remember, he saved Miss Nowhere. He's like, I thought I told you to keep my cousin out of trouble.
Yeah, he saved her. But he didn't know Tony was going to be jumping out of that. Well, Lil Dom was going to be jumping out of
you
that.
You got to assume Lil Dom's going to jump out of a building with a car.
But how did he know which? Like, that's fine. It's fine. It's
fast. Don't worry about it, man.
I'm not worried about it. Yeah.
Out of all the things to worry about, that's probably the least one.
I was like, I kind of would like to see the show where he's off by a little bit, or he's like a little too fast, and Tony just like eats it. And then next season we get Tony's long lost stepbrother or twin brother, Lil Dom.
Yeah. Who's also named Tony.
Oh. So in the first episode of season two, him jumping out of the thing forget that. Miss Nowhere flying on the look and have it. Why'd she take her shoes off?
She took her shoes off because they were magnetic. She was pulling herself up with them.
She could have just walked.
Where's the drama in that? Miss Nowhere is like Batman.
Miss Nowhere was surprisingly, like, I thought I didn't like her, but thinking about it, she was the best straight man.
She was an amazing straight man.
She had some good,
especially ones. In season two with the prince. That is some great stuff. Are you there yet?
No, I only saw a bit of episode one.
Oh, get into it. Get into it. Starts getting good when she goes on a mission.
Oh, whenever her fight with, what is it, Layla? Lala?
Layla Gray.
That was the best fight. That was a good fight, even though we didn't see a punch, apparently.
I mean, you saw them swing. That was enough.
It really was.
You can just assume the fights. You can close your eyes and imagine them.
Well, the good news is I added season two to the wheel, so.
How are you going to feel if we roll season two?
I would be shocked and not appalled, but I'd be
Mark, are you playing a Switch?
No, it was sliding, so I was moving it.
Very important stuff. No games.
I was playing my Steam Deck earlier because I finally bought Mega Man.
He was playing
Battle Network Collection. And I forgot that game didn't have autosave. And I was just fucking around and like just fighting some random thing. And I lost. And I lost like three levels of. And I was so upset. I cried a little. That was the most emotional part of this.
It bugs me. It bugs me that they don't have autosave. Because how hard is it to add autosave? I'm not a programmer, but it seems like that'd be one of the easiest things to add.
And I'm not even saying autosave. I just want it to save at the end of every boss.
That sounds like autosave, but that's okay.
Well, no, like even where it stops the game and pops it up, like, do you want to save?
Oh, you want them to ask you. No, just add autosave. Just add that's every game needs autosave nowadays.
Yeah, that's fine too. So I quit playing, and I'm probably not going to play for a long time.
That's okay. We should all quit video games.
I almost started playing Car Mechanic Simulator because I was watching Fast and the Furious this morning.
I was playing a Power Washer Simulator the other week.
I have that game. I need to play more. I don't have people to play with.
Play it by yourself.
Why would you play that with other people? You play that to be alone.
That is true.
You know, that's you play that and just watch the time fly.
That is a fair point.
It is surprisingly great.
It is a really fun one. So what I mean overall, what do you think? You guys want
to
rate season one of Spy Racers?
I'd give it a B+. I'd give it a strong B+.
I mean, much higher than what I would have thought.
I think Josh convinced me to give it a B+.
I think my enthusiasm for all things Fast and all things Furious really won him over.
I mean, I hadn't seen Fast and the Furious in a while.
You know what I'd like to see in future seasons is the cast of Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift hopping in to say hello.
I think it's canceled. I think.
It's canceled. Yeah.
After six.
Yeah, I was about to say after the sixth season, I think they canceled it. I would like to see them show up in real life.
Movies.
In the movies, yeah.
Well, the last movie left us on a cliffhanger, so maybe he could save them. Maybe he could save Dom and Lil B with his spy gear.
Spy Racers.
Is this canon?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It could be, because I don't think it crosses over.
Why the hell not?
I suppose it could be in its own.
I don't think it crosses over, so it could be canon.
What's it going to hurt to be canon?
Yeah. Nothing. It's about family.
It's about family. Everything's about family.
That's true.
Oh, we forgot. We didn't even talk about Gary beating up all those.
Gary beat up the entire army.
And yeah. he was just like, oh, okay.
That's because Gary's a badass.
He is. And you're really mad, aren't you, Gary? No, I kind of understand.
Gary's just super relatable.
Gary's great. Gary's.
He reminds me of Mr. Mardukas from Full Metal Panic.
Oh, yeah.
Super reliable. Just always there in the background, keeping things moving.
I feel
Mark,
like
you were about to give it an A.
Not an A. I mean, it's not. If I might have the lowest grade, but definitely higher than what I thought I was going to give it going into it.
You're definitely going to have the lowest grade. Josh is going to give it an S.
Yeah. C+. I enjoyed it for what it was, but I mean. I wasn't like chomping at the bit to keep watching.
Really? I'm literally chomping at the bit to keep watching.
I added season two on for you guys.
I feel like
I'm watching season two with my eyes. Not right
like,
now.
Of it's course, like in the room 11 to where it's so what it's all is on the 10. You can't really be too upset at it.
Yeah. But
Inazuma 11 gets a better grade because it's balls to the wall.
Inazuma 11 is like just pure fun. They were like, let's make something super fun and we'll throw a plot wherever in there.
Based off of a friggin' DS game. Was it a DS game?
Started as DS was the first game. The new game comes out, I want to say, in March. But then again, it was supposed to come out last year. So, we'll see.
I will be tempted to get it.
Definitely check it out. So, yeah. Well, I'm not going to rate it what you guys think I am. Okay. I'm going to give it an A.
Oh.
But I can't give it the S quite yet. Because there's just not enough of it for me to wrap my head around. But I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for the Fast and Furious future.
So
I'll definitely check out all six seasons before the new movie comes out. That way I'm all caught up.
I think you can watch the movie without watching the rest. But you never know.
But now I'll know everything.
Yeah,
that's true.
You'll be the Fast. I kind of wish that they would have done a... What's his character? I forget his character's name. Brian? Is it Brian?
Brian. This I would wish... be the perfect place to put Brian.
Or just put like his nephew. His doesn't he have a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, put his kid in it.
But his kid's in the Fast and Furious movie, so he's too important.
Oh, he is? Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't watched any of the newer ones.
Plus, there's another Brian in the Fast and Furious movies now, so it's hard to keep track.
Why would you
Vin Diesel named his son Brian?
Oh, yeah.
We all shed a tear.
Little Brian.
And now they call him Lil B.
Lil B. I want The Rock.
Somehow.
They should have got The Rock to be in it.
The Rock's, yeah. The Rock's back in the franchise. Everybody's here. Home. Except for Paul Walker. And, you know, we're pretending like John Cena was never a bad guy. So everything is great.
Why is Made in Abyss on there? Didn't we finish Made in Abyss?
We never watched Made in Abyss for the show.
No, not for the show, no.
Have we not? I thought we did.
Not for the we show, didn't. No.
It's from there to
from the original me. List, Made in Abyss, Air Gear, and Hunter are still like out of the first 6 or 10 we ever added, those three haven't been landed on yet.
Yeah, but this Spy Racers got there pretty quick.
It did.
Season
Wheels
three.
Getting weird. There's a lot of season 2, season 3.
Did we not watch the first season of Goblin Slayer?
No, not for the show.
I've never watched Goblin Slayer.
Either have I. I wanted to.
Me either. I don't know why I had
it. So I had it. Either have I.
Now that I think about it, I haven't watched it.
That's why I added it. I don't have anything else to really add. The wheel besides season 2 of Spy Racers.
Link Click, is that on there?
I doubt it, but I can check. No, it's not. Link Click?
Mm-hmm. Is Initial D on there?
Yeah. I want to say so. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great. We'll all fucking come back having watched some different Initial D, not even knowing.
Yeah. I'll just watch the live action movie and call it a day.
There's another show. Is Mashal on there? I feel like
Mashal. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Ash added it.
I don't think Mashal's on there.
If no? Mashal gets picked, we have to watch it together. Right.
Listen, I watched Mashal last week and it was fucking superb. I know you hate it.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I hate it watching by myself. If I'm watching it with someone, it's great.
Well, that's very fun.
I have wanted to watch it. I haven't been able to watch a lot. Other than this, I've just been trying to catch up on One Piece, and that's really all I've been watching lately.
You know they're doing a new One Piece, right?
Yeah. Well, the studio that did it. See that did Attack on Titan.
Wait. They just put out the last dub. I need to watch that.
Yeah, they're redoing One Piece with less episodes and. But
I think they should wait until it's finished.
It's going to be like a year before anything drops. Though.
Oh Lord!
But it's going. How close is One Piece to being finished?
Oda said he's in the final saga just started with Egghead, but the final saga could be 2 to 4 arcs. So,
manga is not even close to being finished.
Hey guys, you remember? Did you know that One Piece was just supposed to be 5 years when it first started? It would be like about what 5 more years before he finished? I'm adding another 20.
No, he said. Like realistically, he said he already had the ending written. I would say 3 to 4 years.
He always knew what the ending would be.
No, yeah, I was saying like he has it like written out though. Like I'd say 3 to 4 years in One Piece.
I hope he wrote it down somewhere in case he dies.
He's not like Togashi.
I give it like 4 years.
No, 6 years.
My personal opinion.
It's definitely not going to be 6.
I think and no one else has expressed his opinion, but I'm saying 6 years.
He's gone. It's 20.
20?
It's 6 years. It's
20.
Spin the wheel, Mark. It's enough. I guess enough of this water boy talk.
I mean, who knows? We could all be horribly wrong, and it could go for fucking forever.
It'll never end, but this wheel will.
I guess it'll never end.
What is it? Oh, God.
Is there a movie on here? I didn't know there was a movie on here. Movie. I don't know. I don't know there was a movie on here.
Gundam?
Hathaway. But the movie. Apparently someone suggested the specifying of the movie.
Probably me.
So is that Mobile Suit Gundam Hathaway's Flash?
Yes.
I'm going to need some help, guys.
That's it. That's it. It's the one on Netflix.
So I can find this film and watch it, and that's all the Gundam I have to imbibe.
I believe so. If the second one didn't come out.
No, I don't think so. It just says 2021. Okay, 2021 Japanese animated film.
What is
that?
It was
on Netflix.
That is my keyboard.
Yeah, I asked the same question. Let's see if it's still on Netflix.
Three films?
There's three films.
So I have to watch three. I have to watch three movies.
Okay, wait. So which one do we have to watch? So Hathaway is one, and that's on Netflix.
Well, there's only one. Okay, there's only one.
Yeah, the next one comes out now.
Okay, well, so we're just watching Hathaway though.
Or
what?
We could wait and pin it because Hathaway is supposed to be the second one coming out this year. We could pin it until the second one comes out.
You want me to re-roll?
You want to do a re-roll?
We can
re-roll. What was the punishment for re-rolling? I can't remember what I made up.
Well, we're gonna do it. We're just gonna do. Well,
if there's gonna be punishment, Mark, it's gonna be on you for putting a movie on the wheel.
Wouldn't that be on Cy for suggesting it?
Movies don't go on the wheel.
I'll re-spin.
Yeah, and we'll just do it whenever Hathaway's Flash 2 comes out.
We can just talk about whatever Gundam later. What? Nobody say that word for me.
Symphogear.
That sounds like a Psy thing.
Try to pull it up.
I see teenage girls. This seems like a Psy thing.
In your world, it is definitely a Psy thing.
13 episodes. Okay.
A female beauty who dresses like a man. Having all achieved mastery of alchemy.
I don't know. My guess is probably Ash.
I'm going to murder
this Ash. This does sound very ashy.
Ash.
Wait, so it's holy crap, it's five seasons?
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I'm on Crunchyroll. Symphogear, Symphogear G, Symphogear GX, Symphogear AXD, Symphogear XY. It just keeps going.
Okay, why don't we just start with Symphogear?
Yeah, we're going to start with Symphogear. Yeah. So it's 13 episodes and it came out in like 2013.
So we're going to watch the first season.
First 13 episodes.
Blown away. I mean, when was it made?
Okay, it was 2011, so it definitely wasn't after.
You know, who knows? There's
subbed. I hate when I know things are going to be bad and there's only a sub.
Yeah, well, we're going to watch season one of Symphogear, which apparently garnered five seasons.
It's got a 4.7 on Crunchyroll.
So, I guess, I can definitely say this is one I've never would have watched if the wheel hadn't landed on it. So.
I'm going to watch Hathaway Splash and say I forgot that we switched.
That's fine. All right, so Symphogear.
There's no way I'm going to remember the title.
In 2 weeks.
This.
I don't know. Oh, I should add it to the watch list on Crunchyroll so I don't forget.
What? It's a shonen?
Apparently.
I might watch it.
All right, I added it to the watch list. I won't forget.
I'm trying to see what genre it's in.
I can't really tell. He's on Crunchyroll. Doesn't really tell me.
Magical Girl?
Doesn't seem very Magical Girl, but...
Yeah, it's not showing me a genre. Okay, well, on Crunchyroll, it just says action, adventure, music, and sci-fi. That's what Crunchyroll categorizes it as.
Yeah.
I mean, no. We'll see.
Let me see.
Symphogear.
I've never heard of these companies either. Satellite? No.
Mages Incorporated was the publisher.
Oh, Satellite did Fair Retail. Analog Horizon.
Well,
and Maiden No O2 Venatus. I actually really like that show. Matter of fact, at Lord Marksman and Venatus, Mark.
At what?
Lord Marksman and Venatus.
Type that into private chat.
I don't even know what you're saying, dude. These aren't words.
Lord Marksman is.
I mean, that is a word.
Venatus is her name, I think.
Okay, you're saying words, but the words don't go together.
That's the title.
Is that one show?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why. That's where I'm confused.
It's one show.
Okay, they are both now added.
It's one show.
The wheel is up to 129.
It's one show.
Oh,
Mark.
Oh.
It's one show.
He said and. That's why I thought it was two things.
So did I.
That's the name of the show.
Very confusing show title.
I agree.
Yeah, 128.
That's not that many, really.
They did Air Gear.
In the grand scheme of things? What?
They did the Air Gear movie.
Air Gear movie?
Yeah. Well, the OVA. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, if it lands on Air Gear, yeah, I'll watch the OVAs. I mean, I got nothing more to say.
If you watch Air Gear, I don't think you're going to watch Air Gear and the OVA. There's like
you would think episodes. So. He did watch the OVA. Yeah. He talked about it a lot.
I love the Air Gear.
Air Gear is awesome.
Sai, why don't you go ahead and end the podcast by singing the traditional podcast song?
Mom!
I don't think that's ours. I think you're singing a copyrighted song that's going to get us kicked off the internet.
Nice. Mark.